Stop touching that snooze button and get ready to clock in with the best morning show on the planet.
It's okay when we're singing, we're dancing, we're playing on the field, making everybody else laugh, making everybody else millions of dollars. But as soon as we have a voice, we're punished for it.
Giving you an informative dialogue with a side of fun and laughter while cutting through the noise and bringing you the real stories behind the headlines.
Look, it takes 5 minutes. Notice I'm not getting the details about what goes on in Switzerland, but those that know, you know what I'm talking about.
Get a little. And then,
do it again. Do it again.
A little.
That's it.
You know what it is, Truth Nation. It's time to wake up with Milwaukee's favorite morning show.
My point is, if you're 40 or if you're still trying to push for something, it doesn't mean that it's over just because it's been delayed. Delayed doesn't mean denied.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, this is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming on YouTube.
You gotta love black folks. We gonna make a way out. What you mean, man? All you gotta do is get
I gotta do put a little hole in it.
go get the Robitussin so we can get this car fixed.
Here are your hosts, the effective communication coach, Denise Thomas, and two-time Emmy Award winner, Telly Hughes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Truth Nation. It is Wednesday, hump day. August 28th, 2024, you're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We are so excited to have you listening and watching us. It's going to be a great show. Good morning, Telly.
Good morning, DT. What's going on?
Man, what's going on is y'all's incredible Truth on Politics roundtable discussion last night. I tuned in. I was like, okay, so selfishly, Telly, I was like, that's my co-host.
Oh,
that's,
well, that's thank my you. Co-host. I'm glad I did you proud.
you were beyond excellent yesterday, and everyone. And, you know, I appreciate the fact that I was thinking there are so many promo opportunities from yesterday's Truth on Politics because so many of our valued listeners, so many valued Truth Nation listeners and viewers were calling in and saying, thank you, Truth. Thank you for, you know, creating this platform to where we can have a organic, genuine dialogue about politics and how politics impact the black community. So, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, thank
Y'all
you.
Y'all killed it.
Thank you. And it is rare that you could get four black people in one room and talk about politics and there's no argument. And that was the best thing about it. It was, like you said, healthy dialogue. And it was an opportunity to get questions answered. And that's a, to me, that's a great show when you're learning as you're doing the show as well. It's not like you're going into it and thinking that, okay, I know everything that I need to know. But, I mean, Sherwin put me on some stuff. Dr. Ken put me on some stuff. Bailey put me on some stuff. So, and I was just glad to contribute to the conversation as well. But a lot of great ideas, a lot of great thoughts, and it was I'm glad that Truth Nation was very, very much engaged last night.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, not that I'm one who factors in numbers, but I did go and look at the YouTube podcast version. Y'all not only had a very significant number of views, but you had a very significant number of likes. And I'm one to measure quality based on quantity. But again, just listening to it, it was so informative. If you did not tune in to Truth on Politics, the roundtable discussion with Dr. Ken Sherwood Hughes, Telly, and our beloved Queen Bailey Coleman last night, do not miss the next one.
Yes.
Do
yes.
not miss the next one.
Yes.
Because it definitely was so informative. And again, I was a bit biased, but Telly, I think you gave the best perspective.
Oh, thank you.
I may be a bit biased. All right. So, Truth Nation, we've got a great show for you today. It is Wednesday again. It's hump day. We're almost there. We're in the midsection. And let me just share with y'all that I received, I would say, Telly, the best news that I've received in a long time last night. So as I was watching Truth on Politics, the roundtable discussion, which broadcasted live yesterday, I receive a text message. I'm literally sitting on the couch. I'm watching you, Bailey, Sherwin, and Dr. Cannon, and I receive a text message. It's from my son. And when I opened up the text message, Truth Nation, it was a link to an Instagram post. Now, Telly, I know everybody, Truth Nation, we all got that one cousin, auntie, uncle, friend that all they do is text us memes and Facebook posts and Instagram. And we'll just be like, okay. Yeah. Do you have a friend or a cousin like that, Telly?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, absolutely. And it's just, I mean, I had to get on my sister about that for a long time because she had never text words. It was just memes to, like, good morning meme and how's your day meme and ooh, that's messed up meme. You'd be like, do you type any words? And I know it's because her nails are so long and she types with her knuckles, but I'm like, let's make some adjustments here. But yes, I do have that person.
We, Truth Nation, and thank you, Telly, for co-signing. We all have that friend or relative who just constantly sends us links to Facebook or any social media video or meme. Well, I know that, Telly, when my son, Darren, who's 26, first of all, moms, dads that have, you know, millennials or Gen Zers as kids, they don't call you. Mm-hmm. Okay. It's always text. And if they do text you, there is some type of, you know, purpose. Telly Hughes, when I tell you, when I opened up the link that my son sent me, and he didn't even, there was no caption. There were no additional words. It was just the link because I know my son and my daughter know how I am when it comes to this artist. Kanye West performed. And what was crazy, because I was like, Telly and I were just talking about Korea during the show yesterday. Kanye West, if you have not already heard, had a listening experience with Ty Dolla Sign in Korea, South Korea, yesterday.
I was about to say, I hope it was South.
Telly, stay focused. Don't irritate me. Okay, we're talking about Ye. Okay, stay focused. I just literally gave you a whole ego boost. No negative when I talk about Ye. You know who I get. That's a trigger.
No, so, I'm saying for his purpose. That ain't negative.
Well, if you really want to go there, he probably would be able to perform in North Korea, but they just don't have, in terms of their dictator leadership, they don't have concerts in North Korea. But anywho, so Kanye West performed in Korea yesterday. And if you have not already, Telly, because it's going viral. First of all, the venue where he performed, there was not a single empty seat. And what was so phenomenal about this particular concert is that he performed not one, not three, not four, not 10, but 74 songs. I'll just put it right there. I'm not going to say anything else.
Wow.
74 songs.
That's impressive.
Now, what was also impressive, as a lifetime member of the Ye fan club, this man performed on, let's just say, like, can you visualize the rodeo in Houston, Texas? Just visualize what the stage looks like. It's just dirt because, you know, they have, okay, that's what he performed on, in basically a white hoodie and sweatpants. No backup, no extras, no expensive visuals, just him on the dirt. In front of tens of thousands of people, 74 songs. It was bananas. Go look at the footage when you get a chance, Telly.
Yeah, okay.
Is he
still not able to perform in the United States? Or, like, I know the last time he tried to perform at the United Center, which, of course, would have sold out in probably 12 seconds, if not sooner. But
I was going to say 12.
Form.
Man, that's pretty long for Kanye.
Maybe. I was about to say maybe 6 seconds. But is that still in effect or what was going on with that?
You know, that's a great question. I can't answer that in terms of factual information. But I will tell you that the concert that he had last night in Korea,
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there was, Telly, 35,000 fans that attended this concert,
wow.
Which, guess what, was a surprise show. Now, you tell me how many people on earth can just be like, oh, I'm going to perform today. I would say yay, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar, Drake, Jay-Z. That's what I have right now off the top of my head. 35,000 fans in Korea, not in America. Do you hear what I'm saying, Telly?
Yeah.
Not in America. Korea. Korea. This was Kanye West's first live performance since July of 2022, which, to your point, Telly, you know, it, because he lives in L.A. He lives in Los Angeles, which is where, you know, his children live. He is a Chicago native. He hasn't dropped an album in about a year and a half, 35,000. Korea,
yeah.
74 songs. I told my son, if Kanye goes on tour, like outside of North America, I don't care if this brother announces that Mars is one of his stops. I'm there. I'm going to do whatever I can to get on a rocket ship and see that brother in Mars. So between the Truth on Politics roundtable and Kanye's 35,000 fan sold out concert in Korea. Yeah. However you feel about Kanye, this is a black man who is still relevant. Do you hear what I'm saying? Like, however you feel about Kanye, this is one of the few artists that does not have to. He's like Sade. Like, I remember when Sade went on tour. She hadn't dropped an album in like 20 years. Your love is king. Boom. United Center sold out 3 days.
Nah, it's only certain people that could do that.
Yeah.
You're so correct with that. I mean, everybody just can't just have a pop-up concert. I mean, Ludacris did it when he came to Milwaukee here at Third Street Market Hall, but it wasn't 35,000 people. I mean, like, so yeah, that is saying something. In another country too.
In a whole nother continent, country. And the thing is, he performed 2.5 hours nonstop, 74 songs. Do you hear me, Telly? 2.5 hours nonstop, 74 songs. I just had to get that off my chest, because between y'all's talk last night on Truth Politics Roundtable, combined with the news and the footage that I've witnessed last night of Kanye, it's going to be a great day today, y'all.
Yeah.
You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Our Truth Talking text line is 833-212-1017. We come back. We've got so many great topics today. We've got some updates in terms of, yes, J.D. Vance is back in Wisconsin. We're going to talk about that, as well as flight attendants. If you travel frequently or not, we've got a pretty interesting update in terms of what flight attendants are experiencing, as well as more hot topics. And we've got today truth swiping. So you want to stay locked in. This is the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. It is Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get up and hold. Dance with me, dance with me, yeah. Dance with me. Groove it, baby, sing a song. Get up and party. Dance with me, dance with me.
You are listening to the best morning show on planet Earth. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. It is Wednesday, August 28th. Before break, my banter was just of excitement. Number one, the Truth on Politics roundtable discussion. If you did not listen to it, you definitely want to go to YouTube right now and subscribe to 101.7 The Truth. Any show that you are not able to watch live. And yes, you can stream and watch Telly and I live right now on our YouTube channel. You can always download the podcast on our Truth app. But if you did not watch the show last night with Telly Sherwin, Dr. Ken, and Queen Bailey Coleman, you definitely want to tune in. Stacy on our Truth Talk and text line, again, which is 833-212-1017, says, "Morning, y'all. Great politics segment last evening. As Telly said, no arguments, but different perspectives. There should never be a round table where people agree all the time. I know things come up. I was disappointed that Tory Lowe wasn't there for someone who has a lot to say about his support for Trump, etc. Great performance for Bailey, Taylor Hughes, and Dr. Ken." Stacey, I do know that Tory Lowe was out, as he usually is, fighting for our community. Just in terms of FYI, in terms of why he wasn't there. Now, as far as his support for Trump, I can't speak on that. I don't know anything about that. Do you, Telly?
There were a couple of callers that were saying that they hate that he wasn't there because they did want to get his perspective as to how he could be an activist and support or vote for Donald Trump. And so, yes, there were a couple of callers, but again, just like you said, we couldn't speak for him, and it was unfortunate that he was unable to come, but he was doing what Tory Lowe does, and that was he was helping someone in the community. So, but again, in spite of him not being there, I thought that it really did serve his purpose. And a lot of times when you set out to do something or do a specific show, it doesn't always meet the mark. And I felt like we met the mark in terms of executing the plan that we had set out there and just to give people a platform.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So
you didn't meet the mark, Telly. Y'all as a collective group of talk radio show hosts. I mean, you know, Dr. Ken is a highly intellectual individual. I always tell Dr. Ken, because you know he'll get frustrated with you know some listeners' perspectives, including mine. Sometimes I'm like, Dr. Ken, you have to realize, you know, your IQ is probably like 8,000. And sometimes you expect you from others, and not everybody has an 8,000 IQ. So you had Dr. Ken, you had Sherwin Hughes, who, you know, everybody in terms of his brand, Sherwin, and I agree with one of the listeners that called in. Sherwin definitely should be teaching or educating political science in a formal matter in somebody's or several colleges and universities. Bailey Coleman, legend, talk radio legend in every aspect of radio, talk radio. She's been there, done that. She's a legend. And then, of course, two-time Emmy Award winning Telly Hughes. You couldn't have asked for a better makeup. Now, in terms of, man, y'all are really, okay, let me just put this to bed, okay? Because I'm looking at the YouTube message board, which is a great example because someone was, you know, saying, you know, how come Tory wasn't there? So TS on the YouTube message board says, "No disrespect, but as a black woman, especially one that continuously calls black women out on disrespect towards black women, how can you still be a fan of Kanye?" TS, no disrespect taken. Thank you for your comment. Number one, you hear what you want to hear. Because in addition to whatever I say about black men disrespecting black women, if you listen to this show on a consistent basis, I talk, and Telly, I need you to back me up on this, please, brother. I talk more in favor of black men than I don't. Telly, I'll wait.
Oh, I agree with that. I talk in favor of black men. Like you said, if you listen, then you don't even have to explain that. Yeah.
But here's the thing, though. I'm only addressing this with energy because I'm going to say this and I'll be done with it. So, TS, number one, thank you for listening to our show. Number two, you obviously are not a fan of Kanye. I respect that. Okay. But what we're not going to do in this thing called life is when someone who doesn't have the same views as you do, or who does not regard the same people that you regard, or who do not, you know, aren't fans of artists that you're not fans of, what you're not going to do is put me in a corner and expect me to explain myself. Okay. Because at the end of the day, you've already misjudged me. You've said I continuously call black men out. There is probably not one week of I don't say I love black men. I applaud black men. We got to support our black men. So, T.S., that just shows, number one, that you listen to what you want to listen to. Secondly, I don't have to explain myself to anybody. Do you hear what I'm saying, T.S.? If you don't like Kanye, don't like him. If you want to vote for Trump, vote for Trump. But what you're not going to do is make me feel bad for what I am a fan of. I do not explain myself to people who are committed to misunderstanding me, T.S.
Period.
I'll say that one more time for the people in the back. I do not explain myself. I do not waste my time and energy entertaining people who are committed to misunderstanding me. But I love you and thank you so much. Queen Amazing says, I used to be the biggest Kanye fan, but as I grew older, so did his antics. I have not been able to enjoy his music and no longer interested in what he says or does. He used to be so real. Now he is lost. Queen Amazing, I respect that. I don't agree, but I respect your perspective and your feelings. B. Bruce, Tory didn't show. Kanye spoke some real actual stuff that nobody before he spoke truth about his handlers and the only benevolent thing Kanye has ever said. Again, I am learning this thing in life, Telly. I don't argue or debate with people. Like, that's like me going to a KKK. I told you, we've talked about this. That's like me going to a KKK rally. Why don't you like black people? What you think they gonna say? You should love all people. Right. What you think they gonna say? So no, I'm not about to argue or debate or explain myself to someone who clearly, like, especially one that continuously calls black men out on disrespect towards black women. You doggone right, I'm gonna call out black men who disrespect black women. But in the same aspect, I applaud, encourage. My father's black. My son is black. So miss me with that, T.S. Hey, all right.
Hey, I think that you should probably put your laptop up to the YouTube camera and show everyone the sticker.
What sticker?
The you do sticker.
Oh, I wish I could. Man, and that's one of my favorite Kanye quotes. You don't like it? Like, you do you, I do me. You don't like it? Fast forward.
I think that, if you're a fan or if you're not a fan, it really doesn't matter, you know, like.
But that's one thing that black people, that's one thing that about my people, our people, us as a community, it drives me nuts. Like, no other community does that. Like, you had Elvis, who got married to Priscilla Presley at the age of, like, what, 14, 15? Yeah. Jerry Lee Lewis married his 12-year-old second cousin.
What?
Yeah, that's a fact. You can Google that. Anywho, we're going to have a great show today. But again, shout out to the Truth on Politics Roundtable yesterday. That was incredible. And I can't wait. I think... Telly, I don't know. I think I'm on the next one.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can follow y'all. Y'all crushed it.
Nah, it'll be a monthly show, like you said. And the next one coming up, I think, at the end of September. And I'm not sure who is on it as of now. But I think that, you were scheduled to be on it. I'm pretty sure of that. But yeah, if you two did right at the very beginning, I gave that disclaimer. I said, look. Politics just happened to bleed into our show. I said, Sherwood, you more the political dude, so don't expect me to get up here and give these dissertations like you're giving. But like you said, though, I felt like I was able to hold my own.
Oh, you did. I was like, that's my co-host. There you go. Let's go. Everybody gave a valuable perspective. And I don't want to speak for the listeners that called in and applauded what they were hearing and viewing. However, I do want to say this. To see a group of black people, both men and women, being able to have a healthy, constructive, non-argumentative, non-combative discussion about politics, which is one of the three, subject matters that traditionally have been regarded as taboo. Thank y'all. Thank you. Thank Dr. Ken, Sherwin, and Bailey for reminding us or showing us that, this is what we need to be doing more of.
Yeah.
So shout out to y'all. Shout out to the Truth and shout out to all the listeners, because that is exactly what we have to do, is have show ways that we can have dialogue and not agree but still leave in one piece and still leave hugging each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I witnessed last night. When we come back from break, speaking of division, y'all, I grew up watching WWF. I know it's WWE now. I grew up watching WWF, and I loved me some Hulk Hogan. Hulk Hogan had lost his mind. Now, when we come back, because I'm going to tell you this right now, as a black woman, we don't play them games. When we come back, Hulk Hogan asked his fans what I regard as a very inappropriate, disgusting, and quite frankly, you didn't lost your mind question. When we come back, we're not only going to talk about Hulk Hogan, we're going to hear the audio from him at a recent event where he asked fans if he should do something to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. We'll be back.
More of Truth Be Told with DT and Telly is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tell you what, this song I feel like should be like, you're listening to The Quiet Storm.
Or
Truth Be Told with DT and Telly.
Or have a glass in your hand swirling your drink around.
Man,
why do we do that? Why do we do that? Have you ever seen a white person swirl their drink around?
Let me think. Actually, you know what? No, I have not. Man, we gotta make sure that drink, you know, it's just a, like you said, Telly, it's a vibe. You know, when you do that swirl.
You do that swirl, you know that.
It's on.
Yeah, he feeling that right now.
I was going to say, that's a good drink.
Yeah, that's a good drink. And you.
We here at The Truth only encourage responsible alcohol consumption. 21 and over, drink responsibly.
Absolutely.
All right, y'all, you can tell it's hump day. Say it again, Telly.
Something
in
our DNA, though, man. We always got to put a little flair on it.
Let me tell you something. We in the midst of a historical presidential election, and if y'all tuned in to YouTube right now, you see my rubbing my brow. And first, before we get into, because I know Truth Nation, I know the phone lines and the Truth Talking text line are about to blow up when we play this audio. But before we do that, I have to give Paris a very special shout out. We usually don't do shout outs, but Paris, as you head to your first day of your senior year, let me just remind you that you deserve the best. What you put into this academic year as you prepare for post-graduation is exactly what you're going to get in. And I know based on who your mother is, you're going to have a great, successful year. Don't worry about the haters. Don't listen to the haters. They only hating you because they want to be you. Stay around people who support you. You got a great mother. You got a great support system. You got the truth. We're backing you up, Paris. Have an incredibly successful senior year. You deserve it, and we got your back. All right, Paris. So, again, we usually don't do shout-outs, but somebody sent me a special request. Now, Hulk Hogan then lost his ever loving mind. And let me tell you, you know what, Telly? I'm not even going to tell you why he lost his mind. I'm just going to, we're going to just play this audio. So at a recent event, Hulk Hogan asked fans if he should do something to Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. Now, the former WWF world-renowned wrestler went on to, you know what? Let's just play the video, y'all. Let's just play the audio. Here we go. Check this out.
Throw more beers out. You want me to body slam somebody? You want me to body slam Kamala Harris? I said, do you want me to body slam Kamala Harris? You want me to drop the leg on Kamala? Is Kamala a chameleon? Is she Indian? Okay, I like it. How? I'm gonna get heat.
All right, we can cut. We can cut. So, Telly, did you hear Hulk Hogan, a grown man? See, this is when I know that this human being does not regard a black woman as a human being. What grown man who's got a medium t-shirt with his muscles, but I'm going to use the term fussles, hanging out of his medium t-shirt in front of what is supposed to be American citizens, asking them, should he body slam a woman, Vice President Kamala Harris? And then you hear the cheers, and he says it again. Should I body slam her? What is she, a chameleon? Is she Indian? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I was chuckling because you said, I know Truth Nation is going to react to this, and the Truth Talker text line, as well as our YouTube message board, is going to blow up. And my phone was already blowing up. And people, I got a couple of texts from some of my friends that are listening, said, look, he lost his, you know, rabbit bleep mind. And he was like, he better go sit down. He said he could try and body slam her and mess around and get bodied. And so,
come on.
Here's the deal. I can't even take that serious because Hulk Hogan is 71 years old. Man, if you don't go sit out and all the steroids and stuff you took, I'm sure you are as frail as a rock. So, you know, like you still got the outer layer that looks like, oh, you still Hulk Hogan. But at the end of the day, you 71 years old and you talking about body slamming. So, man, if you don't go sit down.
Let me do a public service announcement to you, Hulk Hogan. Now, I know, and Al, trust me, because with your fan base on this show, we're going to take your call. But let me just say this. And this has nothing to do with politics. Let me explain something to you. You might have got it twisted based on what the mainstream media portrays in terms of how black men feel about black women. But let me say this to you right now. If you even think or even act like you about to put your paws on Madam Vice President Kamala Harris, you think you know what? Let me shut up.
Yeah.
You think January 6th? We don't play them games, brother.
And if you think that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris is giving a second thought about your ignorant comments, she ain't worried about that at all, man. So, like, you think you're going to even get that close enough? Like, if we're going to be real and say that you really meant what you said, do you think that you're going to get close enough to try and body slam her? Like, what are you talking about?
Exactly.
You're a dude. Like, who talks about dude body slamming a woman? Like, yeah, you know what? If I meet Cardi B, I'm telling you, I am going to just body slam her and drop my leg on her. Like, how does that make me look?
What?
Like, people, like, what are you talking about? And then you got people cheering? Like, yeah.
That's what I was going to say. I need all the brothers to remind Hulk Hogan who he's talking about. I know we got to take a break. Al, please hold. We're going to take your call as soon as we come back from break. I just got to share this story really quick. Do you remember when Beyonce performed for the second time at the Super Bowl, Telly, and she wore attire, and her dance team wore attire that was very similar to the Black Panthers.
Uh-huh.
And do you remember all of the people that called in to the FCC and, you know, oh, this is racist and blah, 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 blah. And the police department, I forget which city was hosting the Super Bowl that year, but the police department was basically saying, like, we are not going to protect Beyonce.
Wow.
Minister Louis Farrakhan came out and said, but we will. Don't come for us, y'all.
Yeah.
We don't play. Hulk Hogan, you need to do your homework, brother. So you already talk about brother. Do your homework, brother. Now, we may act cool. We may, you know, but when it comes to ours, have a seat. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told, with DT and Telly. When we come back, we're going to hear more from your comments and questions, and we're going to definitely come back and hear from our beloved Al. Stay tuned. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with DT and Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Yeah, when you hear this song, you want to kind of just be out in the park and just kind of kicking it. But the 1017, the True Street Team, sponsored by UW Credit Union, is coming to an event near you. Join the truth tonight from 5 to 8 at Washington Park for Washington Park Wednesdays. There's food, games, and plenty of entertainment for everyone to enjoy. The 1017, the True Street Team, is sponsored by UW Credit Union. They are here for every you.
All right, do me a favor, Brother Telly. I'm texting you, but just mute. You know what? Thank you.
Sorry about that.
Look, yeah, we human.
Yeah, got you.
We're only human.
Yep. I got you muted.
Tune in. That's why I got through all. But that's okay. That's babe. Look, let me tell you something about Telly, y'all. Telly not only worked in the morning yesterday, Telly worked at the night. Shout out to Telly Hughes for being so committed to our community that he did a double. Yeah, let me get some of that overtime different. Money, Telly.
It was different. We get overtime?
I was being wishful. Yeah, Kyle. Can we get overtime? I know he's listening. All right, y'all. Truth Nation, you want to tune in to the award-winning 101.7 The Truth this Saturday at 10 a.m. for another episode of Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers. Sherwin Hughes will speak with Dr. Moo Bonga from Outreach Community Health Centers about the importance of immunizations. Define inoculations and your overall health. This is not just a show. It's a movement dedicated to bringing our community together through wellness. Do not miss Community Heartbeat, presented by Outreach Community Health Centers this Saturday. This Saturday, y'all, at 10 a.m. on 101.7 The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk. An Al and Callie. We are coming to you right now. Al, first, thank you so much for your patience. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
My comment is I would not really give Hulk Hogan no, I wouldn't even give him no type of care, because usually his anger comes from lust. Because usually a lot of men like him, they usually have a slush fund account for black women, because a lot of them call it the coochie cat bill. So I would not get upset, because they are the biggest buyers of black women. So his anger is actually coming out of lust. Because if a person does not like you, they're not going to talk about you. But him, I wouldn't be surprised after his death would probably be a couple of outside black babies. So don't pay. He's 71. He probably can't even pop one. So he's old. So don't feed him no, don't give him none of your energy. He's an old man, ain't too much he can do. He probably got a case of Viagra that probably only lasts about maybe 10 seconds, and his heart started popping at about 20 seconds. Don't pay that man no mind. Y'all have yourself a good day, by the way. Black Coochie Cat Bill. Goodbye.
Thank you, Al. Thank you so much. We appreciate always your perspective. Good morning, Callie. You are live with DT and Telly. What is your question or comment?
Good morning, DT Telly. How are you guys?
Great. Thank you.
So, first of all, Hulk Hogan need to go sit his old behind down somewhere, first of all. Sir, we do not condone violence towards women, let alone black women. That's number one. And I was done with Hulk Hogan when his daughter Brooke was dating a black man and he wanted to fling out the N-word everywhere. So, yeah, I'm done with Hulk Hogan. He need to go sit his old behind down and go drink some tea and crumpets or something. Just go do something else, sir.
Not
don't
tree
talk
crumpets.
About drop kicking black women, man. We not doing that.
thank you so much, Callie.
Not tea and crumpets. I'm weak. He needs to go sit down and have some tea and crumpets.
Here's the thing with that. As you know, we can't put it as eloquently as Al, or no, I can't, but he is so right, because here's the thing. His daughter loved her brothers, and he didn't like that. And so it came out at that time that he wasn't feeling that. And so what do you hate most? It's like it's the parent that, you know, gosh, I can't stand that dude, or I can't stand that little girl. And the more that you can't stand them, the more your kid is going to love them harder. And so, and I think that's what's going on here, too. Because, and secondly, like Callie said, man, you don't even joke like that.
I mean,
like, I would never joke, like, man, DT, you better stop, man. Do you want me to put DT in a headlock? Do you want me, like, who says that? Like, I mean,
Marcus, yeah. I want to share this with you on the Truth Talking text line. Marcus says, why do we have to defend Mrs. Harris when her own husband didn't say anything? Reactions to that, Telly?
Oh, wow. I don't think anybody... Because here's the thing. Madam Vice President Kamala Harris did not ask anybody to defend her, number one. And so I think that she is not really giving it any sort of time, energy, whatever. So I think that probably started at home. And they discuss it amongst themselves, and they have so much going on. I mean, there's a good chance that somebody just probably told her, oh, by the way, like, do you think she's sitting around watching TV, listening to what Hulk Hogan is saying? I don't think so. I truly don't.
My thing was, you know, he was saying her husband didn't say anything. How do you know? How do you know, second gentleman, Demhoff didn't call? Or, I mean, we don't know that.
Because we live in a generation, if you don't post it, it didn't happen.
Man.
That's
and then,
why.
Hold on one second. I got to clear my throat for this one. Dear Marcus, he says, I'm still waiting on her policies, DT, from Friday. Dear Marcus, it is not my responsibility in this thing called life to explain to you anything. You are clearly not a fan, advocate, or supporter of Madam Vice President Kamala Harris. And that is your right. But what we're not going to do, because you refuse to listen in terms of things that are favorable, which is your right. If you're a Trump supporter, hey, we welcome everyone to this station. But it is not my responsibility or my obligation to convince someone who is already committed to not supporting Madam Vice President.
Right.
Thank you so much, Marcus. Have a wonderful day. Moving on. All right. This is why I love the Truth Politics Roundtable, because you still have people. And that's why I'm so glad that people are getting exposed to the power of appreciating different perspective, learning. Not everybody has to agree with you. Okay. Not everybody has to share the same thoughts and perspectives. And it doesn't require you to try to, you want me to explain, think about it, Telly. And this is to all our truth listeners. Please ask yourself, when somebody that obviously has different perspectives from you, when they try to put you in a corner and say, well, explain to me this or but what? Yeah. It doesn't matter what I say. You are committed to being opposed to Kamala Harris, which is your right.
Yeah.
But it's not my responsibility, because you got the same access to information as I do. Marcus, you got the Dewey Decimal System. It's called a library. You've got Google. You've got social media. You've got so many different outlets to provide information. So if you really, truly want to know Madam Vice President's policies, which at the end of the day, like y'all said yesterday on the show, once you find out her policies, Marcus, are you going to be inclined to vote for her? Let me ask you a question. When President Bush, when President Biden, when President Trump were campaigning before they were elected, were you asking them about their policies? Again, I'm not going to engage in conversations and dialogue with people who are letting me know you have no room for change. And that's okay. But it's not my responsibility to explain something to a person who already is completely secure with their position. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
But thank you so much.
No, we
quit doing that, black people. Like Michelle Obama said, we ain't doing that this election.
You made me think about it. We did hit on that last night. And
I watched it.
Yeah. You know, we hit on a lot of subjects, and I just, you know, that was one of the good ones, because It is, you know, whose responsibility is it to learn? And I think I made the point last night of even asking, okay, are you asking to get Donald Trump's policies? I haven't heard anybody asking for his policies at all. So it's like if that is a big concern to you, like all of a sudden, when did you get a degree in political science and you even going to understand the policies? Like, do you really understand foreign policies? You know, with our foreign allies, do you understand what NATO is and what it's supposed to do? And so, like, and you don't become in a you know, you don't get a law degree. You don't be, you know, move up the ladder the way that Madam Vice President Kamala Harris has been able to do without getting the education and getting the knowledge and information about these things. And a lot of these things, that's like a doctor coming to explain to you how to do triple bypass surgery. Like, are you really going to understand it even if I do explain it? Probably not.
I guarantee you. Well, let me not use the word guarantee. To tell you, to further back up your point, this is why we have Politics Free Friday. But I'll just say this again, however you feel about politics, however you feel about the presidential election, I am so thankful that we have a platform, whether I co-hosted on The Truth or not. I am so glad that we have a platform where it demonstrates and exposes people to a group of educated, articulate, mindful, respectful Black people having a collective conversation, whether they agree or not, and leaving the conversation still being able to give dap or a hug. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. When we come back, we've got more hot topics. You want to stay tuned the second hour. You know we're going to be doing some truth swiping, and trust and believe, Truth Nation, you want to stay tuned for this truth swiping. We want to hear from you as well. Your voice is valuable and deserves to be heard. 833-212-1017. You're listening to the best morning show on planet Earth, Truth Be Told with DT and Telly. We'll be back.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with DT and Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.